Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Ministry of Justice, I am privileged to address to you the third cycle of the Universal Periodic Review. During my intervention, I will also cover some of the advanced questions raised by the partner countries. The government of Georgia continues effective fight against human trafficking and strengthens four pillars policy within the Interagency Council set up in 2006 and chaired by the Justice Minister. The best assessment of the successful anti-trafficking responses is the latest US tip report, underlying that Georgia fully meets the standards for the elimination of human trafficking, remains in Tier 1 since 2016 and shares a leading position among other Western countries. Georgian anti-trafficking legislation is in full compliance with international treaties and since 2003 explicitly prohibits all forms of trafficking in adults and minors, including sale, sexual, and labor exploitation. As a result of intensive community policy, well-structured and coordinated public outreach activities, and proactive measures, the number of investigations, prosecutions, and victims is gradually increasing. For instance, comparing to 2012, the number of investigations is doubled when the number of prosecutions has increased five times. One of the recent remarkable cases of international child trafficking and pornography was successfully investigated by Georgian law enforcement, and with the engagement of Georgian attaché in Europol and the US and Australian colleagues, 23 perpetrators were convicted, while 23 girl victims benefited the state-run services. Aiming at protection of children born through surrogacy from any type of violence, in 2016 new regulations were introduced, which defined the procedures for taking a child born in Georgia through surrogacy and defined the grounds of restriction, the right to remove the child from Georgia. For the protection and assistance of TIP victims, Georgian government continues providing the full package of state-funded child-tailored set of services, legal consultation, medical and psychological assistance, one-off compensation, crisis centers, and shelters. The reform of penitentiary and crime prevention systems has been the major milestone and the success story for the past several years. The new wave of reforms started back in July 2018, aimed at ensuring existence of well-functioning and transparent systems that are predicated on the concepts of effective implementation of penalties, protection of rights and dignity of inmates, promotion of their re-entrance into the society, and prevention of re-offending. Georgia is proud to note that in a very short period of time, we have achieved tangible results. Healthier management of special penitentiary system and new approaches, mostly focused on rehabilitation and re-socialization, have resulted in the reduction of prison population. We invested significant resources in developing institutional framework and infrastructure of the penal institutions. We also started projecting and building new small-scale, closed-type prisons and strengthened healthcare system in prisons. Obviously, this is not enough, and we keep further improvement of material conditions of detention and penitentiary healthcare, introducing micro family-type prisons for juveniles, enhancing out-of-cell activities, advancing vocational trainings, and employment opportunities for inmates. Your Excellencies, Georgia belongs to a small group of countries having special procedures for statelessness status determination. As a result of our comprehensive mechanism for birth registration, the risk of child statelessness is minimized and the declining tendency is remained. During the recent 10 years, the number of stateless persons decreased nearly four times. I also want to use this opportunity and inform the distinguished delegates that about the COVID-19 containment measures in penitentiary and public service delivery systems. Thanks to the special conditions applied in Georgian penitentiary system since March 2020, there was no single case of COVID-19 among convicts by the end of December 2020. Beyond that, the special operational procedures were introduced in public service halls and community centers to prevent the possible spread of COVID-19 among the staff and customers. Specially designed online services allowed the citizens to receive desired public services remotely. In case of urgent necessity, the customers visited the public service halls by a prior appointment on a specially designed website, MyGovG. Thank you for your kind attention.